Oh boy, here we go. Friday, March 25th, 2022. This is our Not For Time workout of the week. If you don't know what that means or why we do it, you've got to go to any Monday that we post. We post a video entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. It covers items such as that, such as what the wildcard option is. So make sure you watch that video that we post every Monday. Here's what we've got. It's going to be some interference and some burn happening. For time, or not, double unders and ring muscle-ups. 100 dubs, 10 ring muscle-ups. 80 dubs, 8 ring muscle-ups. 60 double unders, 6 ring muscle-ups, you know, all the way down to 20 and then 2. We also have this as a two-person team, if you so desire. But the combination of double unders, of just oddly taxing as they are, obviously from a respiratory standpoint, but then in weird places, even though it's just a little jump rope, that if you're not relaxing as much as you can, your traps, your shoulders, your lats, as you pin your triceps to your side, even your forearm with the grip a little bit, all get pretty darn taxed. And largely that's precisely what you're going to need for the ring muscle-ups. So there's some interference in here, and it's going to be a challenging workout. And I also made it the Not For Time workout because both of these movements are movements that people can struggle with a lot. Trip frequently on the double unders, or yeah, starting to get ring muscle-ups, but I need a lot of breaks and a lot of time. And if that's the case, I want you to not worry about the clock. Just use it as a day to get better, to get stronger. Doing 30 ring muscle-ups is going to get you stronger. So much like on a heavy day, you would allow yourself to do a heavy set, take some rest. Do a heavy set, take some rest. And then you improve. Give yourself that grace today. So work through the double unders if need be. Who cares what the clock says? Break up the ring muscle-ups into very small sets and take the time that you need to recover and do another set. And you'll have gotten in some great work by the end of the session. We've got a video showing double unders and kipping ring muscle-ups. Super fitness robot time, 9 minutes or less, more likely in the neighborhood of 16 minutes. The wild card option is precisely the same as the workout of the day, but instead of double unders, it's single unders. So if that's what's right for you, the wild card is your choice. And we've got a video showing the single under. Scaled option today. So we're getting in plenty of work, but we're breaking it up into more manageable sets. The scaled option is 10 rounds for time or not of 30 single unders or 30 jumping jacks, and then 3 low ring muscle-ups, pull-ups, or ring rows. And there's a two-person team version of that as well. The low ring muscle-up is great. You know, there's a video posted under the scaled section. Check it out. Because you can use as much or as little leg as needed, so it really is infinitely scalable. You'll be greasing the groove and working the exact same pattern that you need to do rings, muscle-ups in the high rings one day. And through using just as much leg as you need, but not more than that, to still make it taxing on the upper body, you're strengthening the exact musculature that you will need to build towards that ring muscle-up. So I'm a huge fan of the low ring muscle-ups. But pull-ups or ring rows will do the trick as well. Limited equipment option. Same as the workout of the day. They've got the jump rope, they've got the rings, but with the limited equipment crew, we assume that they don't have a high set of rings, so that they will be doing low ring muscle-ups. And again, use as little leg as possible to make it really hard on your upper body, and you will not be shortchanged. But if you need to use a bit more leg, have at it. Shooter's choice. And their goal times are the same as the workout of the day. No equipment workout, 10 rounds for time or not, 30 jumping jacks. I got a bit of a typo here, stand by. Can't stand typos. 30 jumping jacks, 10 hand release push-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Hollow rocks, accumulating 50 to 75 in as few sets as possible. And then a chin over the bar hold. So you'll get your chin up over the bar. Don't hook your bar on the chin. We're not looking for that. It's not a neck strength developing exercise. 2 minutes is a long time. Do less if that makes sense for you. And it certainly does not need to be unbroken. You'll do your cool down stretching, chest and pecs, hands behind, calves and foam rolling. And then you'll congratulate yourself because that was a serious workout today. And I will see you back here tomorrow for Saturday.